I loved it. Did you guys all get that announcement when that happened?
Yep.
Yes.
The recording has
okay,
started.
Great. Beautiful. So, for formality's sake, today is Thursday, October 19, 2017, and this is the new moon session, and this is the 7-year anniversary of when we began. So, Norman gave me a number. I forget what it is, but I've done this 84 times. We've done this 84 times. So anyway, happy new moon. This is Debbie Moran. You guys all know me, but so for the recording's sake, this is Debbie Moran, and it's new moon session. And anybody want to state their intentions? Deb, you kind of did, but you can say it again if you want.
So I wish for myself and for others to have happiness with inside themselves and with others, to put their health and to have wisdom in what they say and what they do and how they think, so that better communication and better energy flow between them, with inside themselves and others, can occur.
Beautiful. Interesting that at the end of that communication, it kind of blipped out.
Did it really?
It's a better communication within themselves and others, and then I heard dip, dip.
And love.
Oh, that's good. Love is always good.
Now, is that any better? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I can. We can.
It was an older set of headphones. So.
Nice. Okay. So, do you want to state any intentions, Andy, or anybody else?
Help with the transitions I need to make.
Help with the transitions you need to make?
Yep.
Okay.
I'd like to add, going within to the heart to have a connection to the inner child.
Okay.
I feel part of it is like, oh, my inner child has a lot of programming to undo still, is carrying that. And then it's also the idea that, you know, a baby is just so perfect, and that's where the truths are in the heart. And anyway.
Nice.
Better connection with the inner child through the heart.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's everybody, every time somebody says something, let's all just take a breath together, okay? Thank you, Carmen. Good, and that just opens up the door and gives space for the next person.
So this is Angela. I'd like to set an intention. I've been experiencing a lot of things just getting easier and opening up, and I've been inviting in a lot of play, and I'd like to continue on that. That's what I'd like to set my intention as for this new moon, not just for myself, but for, I think someone said earlier, for everyone. It's like, yeah, I want to share that. Because it leading up to this point was not a fun path, but it just seemed to start clearing within the last couple of weeks. And I'd like to bring that into this new moon and see that illuminated more in this next cycle.
Beautiful. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, nice. Let's all breathe that in. Anybody else?
Hey, Debbie, since you said that Libra was opposite of Uranus, I guess for the wisdom that we need to to for our lives, for it to just blossom and flower more.
Nice. Everybody breathe into that. Nice. Yeah, I like that nice gentle, it's breathing in and giving space to them. I have some to read if unless somebody else wants to add. Okay. Then I'll start with Norman, and he said to continue to connect and direct. And I leave it at that, so let's breathe into that. Nice. And then Michelle, she put it on the site, but we're going to put, she says, her intention is to have an honest and responsible relationship with herself so she can share that with others and create even more beautiful relationships in her life. And the key phrases were gratitude, responsibility, and letting go. Let's breathe into that. And Marilyn says, her intent is for each of us new horizons, alignments, and doors opening. Let's breathe into that. And Carmen, you already added, but do you want me to read what you wrote? It was beautiful. I think I'm going to, unless you tell me no.
Yes, you can. I had to unmute myself.
Okay, good. All right, you ready? So, Carmen added intentions for the October new moon. I easily find myself experiencing peace and harmony in my life and collaborating with others in a way that results in a win-win situation. I have peace of mind, whether or not I am in accord with others. I improve my property in brilliant cooperation with nature, creating a thriving biodiverse environment. And I am connecting with uplifting people. Many blessings, everyone. Let's breathe that in. And I think my intention will reveal itself as we go along. And while I can say this without crying, I'm going to add my client and friend, Barbara Meadows. I want to add her because she is in a process of voluntary cessation of eating and drinking. So she is in a process of ending her life right now. So I want to honor her and include her and just add love and light her way. So let's breathe into that. I would get through that without crying, but okay. So, for myself, I kind of am mirroring a lot of what everybody is saying. I feel like I just came back from the most beautiful, amazing experience of 3.5 weeks of living my life as I imagine life to be. And quite honestly, I want more of that, and I want more of that for the world. And I feel like I am blessed, and I am living, like Angela, like you said, I'm living in a space of more divine interaction and ease and flow in my life, even with the chaos and craziness that I came home to, because I feel like it's not necessarily, yes, and we are all one. I'm in a good place, but I'm feeling the world around me and feeling all of the pain and the confusion and the chaos of the world around me, human and non-human. So I'm including the animals and the trees and the plant life and the elements, and I'm feeling them a lot these days. And so I'm in a very emotional state right now, but I feel like I'm in a good place with that because it's coming up to flow and for a more compassionate space to be birthed in me. I consider myself to be pretty compassionate anyway, but I feel like we can always expand in that area, and I'm certainly open to that. So my wish is that each of us wakes up to a reality where we realize the truth of our being and our connections with all of life. And we recognize that the chaos around us is there to serve us as well. And when we come to a place of quiet awareness around that, it just happens. And it brings us all to a better space on the other side of that chaos. So I want to bring more harmony in my own life and in the life of the planet. And more acceptance of what is. So even in the harmony, there's chaos. And even in the harmony, there's destruction. Even in the harmony, there's confusion. So it's bringing it all back to a harmonious resonance, harmonious frequency, harmonious awareness of sustaining and thriving within my being as well as within the world around me. And in a way, I kind of have that. But what I want to do is even expand that bubble of within the world around me. I want to connect all of the worlds around us, like each of us as our own individual universe and our own individual world. And I want to bring us to a place of that harmonizing in ourselves and in the world and the universe that we swim in, the universe that we create in, that we move in, that we live in, and expand that like sound waves and ripples till we all connect like the flower of life is what I see, the flower of life and all of those circles connecting in a way to create a vibration that I know is possible because I felt it within myself and I've lived it, and I know it's possible for our world, even more than I've ever known it to be possible. Even though our world looks crazy, I want us to be able to step into that place and that space of being what we know is true, what we know to be true. And as we step into that space, it expands in the world around us. So I see that creative principle vibrating in a place of like almost like glee, and it's glowing and growing in a way to light up the spaces around us, not to obliterate the shadow, to reveal the shadow so that we can embrace the shadow and quit cutting ourselves and every and other aspects of ourselves and our lives off so that we can come to a place where we can be so clear and so present in the reality and the realization of who we truly are, even in the midst of all our stories and dramas and traumas, so that we come back to this place of equilibrium and balance. There you go, Deb, or Libra. Come back to that place of equilibrium and balance where we are tapping into the divine qualities of our being, the divine qualities of the masculine and feminine. The divine qualities of the masculine and feminine are emerging. And it's about bringing them so clear and so bright in our being that they just, it's like I just see like ripples of light bulbs being turned on all around the world. And I see like celebration of the elements and the fairy elements and the trees and the nature spirits and the cosmic spirits. It's like this universal celebration that I know is possible and is going on if we just wake up to it. So that is my intention for waking us all up. Let's breathe that in. So I see a lot of animals joining in with us. And I see Kelso. And Carmen, your animals. I'm seeing the animals in our lives just kind of cuddling up and curling up and going, ah, okay. Maybe, just maybe, they're getting a clue. So it's like all of the nature spirit, the animal spirit, the totems, that energy, the ancients. I'm seeing a gathering. I'm seeing a gathering of the ancestors. I'm seeing a gathering of the elements. And I'm seeing a gathering of the spirits. And they're all coming together in a way to show and to light the way, to teach us, but not teach us in the ways of the past, to allow us to so embody the gifts and the wisdom of the past and of the karma and of the sins, and to step into a place of shedding those skins. So I see like snake skins and cocoons just falling away and butterflies being birthed and new animals coming to life. And that's not just in the animal kingdom, that's in the human kingdom. Nice. I feel somebody else has something to say here. So don't hesitate to speak up, please.
I think the animals are here to help us understand the rhythms. It's like we've lost that, you know, like the Aborigines can feel the rhythms, and a lot of, you know, native to whatever lands, you know, people that had to rely on that, and we've completely lost it. So the animals are trying to help us perceive it in the best way we can. So it's going to be kind of slow because it's pretty foreign to our perception.
That's a brilliant way to put it, foreign to our perception, because it's not foreign to our being, but it is foreign to our perception.
Well, earlier when somebody was talking about connecting with the heart, and all I could think of was, well, how do you want to connect with the heart? You know, what do you want? How do you want the heart to inform you? What, do you want it to inform your mind? Do you want it to inform, you know, because that knowledge is always there. It's just a matter of our ability to perceive it and understand it and then apply it to our life.
Yes. So that's a good question. And I'll answer for me clearly. I want the heart to inform me clearly, not through the filters of my mind or even my emotions, clearly. There was a post, actually, what you said, Andy, is really, really, yeah, it just fits right in, and obviously it makes sense and doesn't surprise me. There was a post on Facebook that that M. Joy put on there, and she talked about the heart field, and the heart field is throughout every cell of our being and every aspect of our being. And she made a joke about the next time somebody says, quit being so heart-focused. Just say thank you from the depths of my big toe. Because our heart is everywhere. So clearly and wholly and fully, it's how I want my heart to inform me. So with that, I see... You know, it's like the image of that radiant heart that I use so often. I see that image of that those rays just shooting out of our, through our bodies, through our being. Not in a painful way. It's like, I think in the past, I mean, it was always there, but I think in the past we had so much, we have and had so much programming on struggle, 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 pain, pain, pain. Pay, 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 sin, 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 bad, 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 that we, our heart spoke to us and we heard it, but we always heard it as through the filters of the archetypes, through the filters of the mind, through the filters of belief systems. So I feel that shifting and being peeled away.
There's just so much entanglement with all of that, all those layers.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if they're not your beliefs, the beliefs of our society and family and workplace are so strong that you are constantly in having to really, really stay focused, or, you know, so that you don't start resonating with the crowd if your belief is different than the crowd. So don't resonate with the fear, the anger, the whatever it is, and how to let your heart inform you that when that's your thing that needs to be worked on, and when that's something else that's outside of you affecting you, just to try to do the best you can to turn that channel. You know, if you go like the TV and you hit a bad channel and you want to change it. Not always possible, but, you know, at least to turn the volume down a little or whatever it might be to have it resonate less strongly with your field.
Yes. And also there's a little bit of truth, and it's still got a hook in you if it's, I mean, you know, we're all part of humanity, so yes, we're not immune to any of this. And yet, it's if it's really, really triggering you, there's an opportunity to breathe into that space of trigger and melt, dissolve the hook. Because then it is still yours, something that is unresolved, that needs dissolved. And that's going to happen in layers as well. I see that happening in layers as well, because we come full circle in that spiral that we've talked about before, like where we're spiraling inward, and it's going to a deeper level, a deeper understanding, a deeper integration. And I see the sun and the moon now. Huh. And interesting, the word dichotomy comes to mind. Dichotomy of what we believe to be true from our filters of perception. So we're going to put in another process or program as part of all of this to to, you know, like Deb said earlier, Debbie said earlier about, maybe that wasn't on the recording, but we talked about scrubbing bubbles as an energy technique. I think we've used that before, but we're calling on that again. So whenever the lens of our mind gets trapped or hooked into that, I'm going to call it mob mentality, because it is a mob mentality, and it's a very old reptilian brain mentality. Whenever we get caught in that it's the cleansing begins to occur, to kind of, like you said, Andy, turn the dial down. It's like to clean the filters so clarity comes and less struggle, less resonance in struggle, less resonance in struggle, more resonance, more vibration in love. And not romantic, unrequited, exclusive love, in its purest form, which is that grateful space of appreciation. So it's a growing space, it's a thriving place, but it's not a greedy, it's a growing, harmonious space. It's a balanced space. It's a constant state of awareness and equilibrium that we're tapping into. Constant state of awareness and equilibrium. And sprinkle a little bit of stardust and joy in there, so that with that constant state of awareness and vigilance, it doesn't come from this stressful place of, I have to be hyper alert and on edge. Instead, I can be joyful, constantly aware, but in an enthusiastic, inspirational, heart-centered way. So this is where we're working with this concept of enthusiasm versus motivation and desire versus inspiration. So it's like coming into that enthusiastic, inspirational space of the true heart, the divine heart, which has a, we're clearing away the filters of the misunderstanding around there, because there is a misunderstanding that that is a space that doesn't include a lot of things, but it really does. It includes all of what I just said, not talking about the romantic, the martyr, the suffering. It includes that, but it includes it in a way where it embraces it, it recognizes it as part of the drama of humanity, and yet it knows the truth that it is not, that is not the truth, that is just an aspect, almost like a scale, like a frequency in a scale of frequencies.
Yeah, what I feel like is happening and will continue to happen is, with the awareness of things coming up, it will cause a stronger resonance of the hooks within our like connective tissue, our fascia, that mm-hmm. has caused like scar tissue. And so mm-hmm. like as that resonance ramps up with either anger or fear or joy, but you know, some of it, sometimes it's anger that brings it, you know, frees it up. That then those hooks, you know, weren't really there. We just believe they were there, and think of it like a, you know, a rusty hook that you spray WD-40 on, and it just, then it slides out. So it didn't have a barb on it, even though we thought there was a barb on it. And I used the analogy just because it's been so prevalent for anyone on social media of like the Me Too. And so we've all been hurt by things. And so mm-hmm. the awareness is a big first step of people admitting to it. But then rather than falling into maybe more, you know, allowing that awareness to just sort of let that hook leave you. So rather than, you know, and there's all the drama and all the beliefs around that, that hopefully will kind of melt away as, you know, that releases. So And that's just one example. It can be any hook that things have in you, but that is obviously an extremely common one for women. But you know, like I said, we've all been hurt by things, and it's just about the awareness and then watching it go away. So, you know, it's okay to talk about it and then just try to release it. You know, with a lot of the literature on, like, post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, there's evidence that, like, cognitive behavioral therapy and talk therapy doesn't really help it because it just keeps reactivating it. So it's rather than talking about it in a victim sort of way, to talk about it in a releasing sort of way, but still to be able to talk about it, but like I said, in an action sort of way, and letting go of the anger and all the emotions around it.
Yes.
The emotions are what keep it entangled.
Yes, and the shame, and the shame is the big emotion, the shame and the hiding of it. So yes, bringing it to light again, so people are aware of it. But like you say, bringing it to the space of talking about it. So I see it a bit like, you know, the old religious witnessing. You know, it's like we're witnessing one another, and in the talking of it, we can witness one another, and again, witness one another in a freeing way. So it's like witnessing that story and watching it go away, watching it dissipate. Because, yes, the story of humanity is everybody's been hurt. And yet, it's not about staying in that space. It's about recognizing that and choosing different, recognizing the old story is a different time and place, and bringing people to the present moment. And you talked about, Carmen, you talked about the inner child. Yes, I want to bring the inner child awake, but I want to bring the inner child awake in a way where she or he is safely integrated into the heart, so that the wonderment and curiosity can the playfulness can come out. But with the awareness and the sense of safety and the realization of that child is part of each of us, and that child is part of each of us, and as we claim the present moment and our authority, then the child can play and relax and have a good time, and we can enjoy the child without the child throwing tantrums or thinking it has to save us. So, tapping into that whole family constellation dynamic within us, with our inner child. No, I feel such a quiet space. I hesitate to even talk, but if I don't, I just want you to know I'm here. But it's like there is this quiet space that is forming within each of us. Like our inner sanctum, that's the words I hear. Our inner sanctum is being formed to remind us we are all of creation in individual representations, and we are at home wherever we are. And for whatever reason, the Bible thing is coming up again. It's like, so we were never cast out of paradise. We just thought we were. So we created an image of hell. Wow. So, expanding on that inner sanctum within each of us. And again, it's important because in this external world, it's like you were saying, Andy, it's like when we go out into the world, there, you know, it's we are part of humanity. We are part of the world. So it is a constant state of vigilance to not be pulled in. And sometimes we will. So it's just when we come back to that place of awareness, we recognize it and we step out sooner than we used to. But the point is, the more of us that come together and the more of us that have this inner knowing of this inner sanctum, the more that is reflected in the world around us. So in other words, we are creating a space within ourselves to be that. And as we do that, we are lighting up the possibility for people who can't even begin to imagine that this is possible. And I see herbs coming in, like, not sure what this is, but it's like I see like a field of, not wheat, but a field of tall grasses. It's like a harvest. It's like showing me the harvest is there and ripe for the picking when we're ready to receive it.
I was getting a field of weed.
Weed?
Yeah, no, weed. Yeah. Like marijuana.
Weed. Oh, that's funny. Go ahead.
And more, you know, because in Oregon it's legal. So about opening up filters and increasing awareness, you know, like the hallucinogenic properties, and then, you know, what so many people are using it for is for, you know, releasing the pain.
Right.
And so, you know, so almost like a plug-in around that. Not, you know, I never tried the different constituents, but everybody swears by the cannabidiol or CBD as being pain-controlling without hallucinating or, you know, not having those same cognitive effects, I guess. And, you know, so because we were talking about releasing pain and releasing, you know, hooks and all of that, so...
Nice. So you were talking about tapping into those properties of the CBD?
The CBD to release pain and even potentially the THC to open up the mind filters to allow more understanding. So not necessarily stoned, but just that more, you know, adjustment. So, you know, because it's not the actual plant, it can be a selective filter just using the concept of, you know, seeing things in a different way.
Yeah.
Perceiving
consciously,
in a different way.
Consciously, because the information that I've been receiving is that yes, the drugs open people's awareness, but when they're not aware and they're using drugs for awareness, they're inviting all sorts of energies in which are not always harmonious.
Uh huh. Yeah, you're opening up filters and having, you know, bad experiences. So
exactly. So it's tapping into that wisdom, that inner wisdom of the heart, that inner knowing of the heart, that discernment of the yin and yang of the heart and the fire element to open up our minds and our filters to just become a clearer vessel.
a frequency or a vibration that is life-affirming.
Life-affirming. Awareness.
Yes.
Even the awareness that you can't change or that it's not the right time, but the awareness of not trying to be, let's say, whatever shift needs to happen isn't going to happen for a period of time. And trying to let go of the frustration about wanting it now or whatever it may be. I mean, it's because that's what sometimes happens when you get into this awareness. You see these potential changes that may not happen, or they may happen but not on the time frame you think they are. And so then it's just about patience. But continuing toward whatever that goal is. Trust, patience, and hard.
Yeah, it can be. It can be, exactly, because that's the other thing with time. So time is a big factor here. So time is time is a factor here, but it's not as we imagined it. And so, like you were saying, and I know many of us on this call have had this vision of things that it's almost like we've experienced them or we just know we're going to experience them, and then they just seem to be like never happening. And so, like you said, the frustration is immense. And so it's coming to that place of knowing and acceptance that our perceptions, again, our filters of even those visions, it's not that the visions or the promises are not real. It's that our perception of time is different than what it is we're receiving. And once we accept and once we enjoy the moment that we're in, it allows those visions to show up in a different way, because we've also been trying to direct them. So there's this concept of control. And I also see that old myth of Sisyphus, or who's the guy who's always pushing the rock up the hill? The boulder up the hill. Anyway, it's about stopping that pattern.
Oh.
Stopping that pattern of pushing the boulder up the hill. You know what? Guess what? We don't have to push the boulder up the hill anymore. The boulder's quite happy at the bottom of the hill. And if we want to go up the hill, we can without the boulder. I'm seeing some interesting images of going through everybody. It's almost like in the back of everybody, I'm seeing like sutures. Like there were sutures, like almost like a surgery that happened in the back of the people. And it's like going through and unraveling those sutures. It's like pulling that thread of those sutures that have kept people bound to the past.
Like releasing a scar, you mean?
Yes, like releasing a scar, and it literally showed up like sutures.
Okay. If you have a cut, you get sutured, it creates a scar. The sutures may dissolve, but there's still the scar that, you know, holds the wound together, but then the skin is never quite
like,
the same.
But it's like these sutures never dissolved.
Okay.
They like, you know, sometimes the suture embeds into the scar and it has to be surgically removed. We want to remove it energetically so that it can dissolve and it can be removed and the scar can heal.
Well, it's like a thread. It's like the hook.
Yeah, it's massive. It's massive. And it's in the back of all of us. So it's like, okay, let's just...
Is it going up and down the spine?
Yeah, like from the crown. It's like from the top of the head and down the back, down the midline, and all the way down, and not even just into the spine. It kind of goes, it's like an etheric thread. It goes down into the earth between the root. So it's like going through the crown and down through the root chakra.
Is this, it's a like a Kundalini, Dita Pingala channel thing, or just more of a...
No, it's not that. It's something I don't even understand, but it's like...
Okay, then I won't put words to it.
Yeah, don't put words to it. Like, we just need to remove it. It's just like these old scars that have... They're so old and so ancient and so primal in our energetic field, no less, that we've not been aware of them, but we all feel them. It's like that tension, that pain. Actually, I've been feeling it like all day in the neck and shoulders, but it's like that pain, that feeling of I'm just being held back and I'm trying to move forward, but I can't, and it's painful. So it's like releasing that. It's an old primal thing that I'm just seeing, and we need to release it, and we can now. And I'm hearing, don't put any words to it. Just let's just get it out of there. Get it out
of
there.
All I can hear is the puppet strings. So
Yeah. Good.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too.
No, once you said that, I really got it, but it was best not to put words to it,
Yeah. That takes me into the heart. It's like once we've removed that, it's like we just need to clean the congestion out of the heart. Not just the physical heart, but the whole heart center.
Wow.
Yeah, that just feels like such a relief. Like, oh God, thank you. Are you saying anything else?
No, all I'm hearing is whatever it was served a certain purpose, but it's that purpose no longer needed. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we just need to.
That still needs to unwind for about another 24 hours, but.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting to. It's kind of like we're done, but not. So it's like the program is still running. But there's nothing more to do with it except allow.
Nope. Like a recursive program that will run as needed, probably roughly hourly through the meridians and different cycles.
And just remember to breathe.
Breathe and drink water.
Yep, that's what I heard too. Breathe and drink water.
I figured I'd say it because you often do.
And after you said that, it was like simple and true. Just simple and true. Just keep it simple and true and let it, just allow it. Just let it do its thing. Let it be free.
And let the ahas come in because if you're open to them, there'll be a lot of kind of things. So.
Yeah,
and that'll be over the next
that.
Week, but especially the next 24 hours.
Yeah, thank you for saying that because that's so true. Allow the ahas to come because I see them going like starbursts.
Yeah. Nice. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I think so too. All right. I think we're done.
Everybody be careful if you're sitting when you go to sit up or stand up. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of shifting going on, a lot of equilibrium occurring, and a lot of release.
Yep, I was thinking equilibrium might be off for, in varying ways, but some of it may be physical. So.
Yes. So gentle. Just take 3 deep breaths together.
Allow the joy, peace, and understanding to come through.
Yes.
Because I'm feeling all free right now.
Yes.
Or the joy and understanding, whichever works. Yeah. Joy and peace.
Definitely joy. For me, it's kind of like almost like this euphoric state. It's kind of like bubbling.
It might be the field of weed. I'm not sure. But.
It might be, but it never affected me that way. So.
Or dolphins or something. So.
But. Dolphins, I get. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful, Andy, and it is true. It's funny because I've seen so many posts from Matrix Energetics today. So Frequency 16 is coming in to say, let's play. Yeah. That is dolphins and whales, guys.
Yep. Between
which means
Melissa,
laughter and
Richard,
play.
Sierra,
yeah. All of us. Play and wisdom, actually, because whales are peaceful and wise. And dolphins are playful and joyful. Okay. If everybody wants to come off mute, you can. I'm going to end the recording now.